We're going to go to the book of Genesis, and I really just want to share something that God's laid on my heart in recent days, and I trust that you will allow the Holy Spirit of God to implant it into your heart to where we would begin possibly some of us maybe a change in something and what I'm talking about tonight. From the Word of God. And the theme is something that when I say it, possibly all of us here are going to say, oh, yep, that's already done. I'm already working on that. But I really want you to allow God's Word and some things that God has even been teaching me in my own personal life regarding this subject, and that is the theme of is our walk with God, walking with God. In the book of Genesis, we read about two men that walked with God. You remember those guys? And Enoch, he walked with God. And if you have your Bible there, Genesis 5:22, it says, "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, begat sons and daughters." Skip down to verse 24. "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." What a way to go, eh? Just right on up, kind of like the rapture, amen? And he didn't have to see the undertaker, right? He just saw the uppertaker. And so we praise the Lord for that. But he walked with God. And then in chapter 6, it says that Noah, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. We know Adam and Eve, they walked with God in the cool of the garden. Remember that. And so, but what about us? And so, I'm going to pray and then just talk to you for a bit about this, and maybe we'll talk more about it another time as well. But I trust that God will use His Word. Heavenly Father, thank You for the great challenge for Ethiopia. And I would pray even right now, as our dear sister has asked us to, Lord, we pray that You would get her there, that You would prepare people already for her to disciple, to witness to nurture. We pray for the nursery that she'd like to start. We pray for the ladies' Bible studies that will happen. We pray for the work of the Lord. We pray for her to be able to learn another language or dialect as she's asked us to pray about. We just pray, God, that every need that she has would be met. And we pray that Your Holy Spirit would continue to lead her. Then, Lord, I would pray for this group of people here or and those that are joining us online tonight, that we as well would consider what Your will is for our life. Would we be willing to go back to the country that we're from, as she's doing? We don't do it just because somebody else is, but we do it because You're calling us. And Lord, I just pray that we would be sensitive to Your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray for this challenge that You've laid upon my heart to just kind of share tonight, that it would be something that we would consider seriously. In Jesus' name, amen. So just a few questions to think about. I'm not really going to answer them all right away, but just some things that came to my mind. By the way, so glad to have Randall back with us. Brother Randall right here, many of you remember him. And he called me on Monday. He didn't even tell me who it was, and I recognized his voice, but it took me probably about 2 minutes into the call. I'm like, I know who this is. And he just started talking to me like, you know, we had been talking to each other every day. But we haven't seen Brother Randall since the hotel over on North Road back in the fall of last year. And he's relocated, and I want you to pray about that. I want you to pray about that, because there's five other men living in the home that he's living in, and Brother Randall is already excited about coming on Friday night to the RU meeting. There you go, thumbs up. And he's also going to, we're going to pray for the other five men in that home, that they will be sensitive to his invitation, even if it's this week, that some of them would be willing to come. And so, boy, when I finally figured out who it was, And I was so grateful that he reached out, because I said, we've been praying for you, praying for the men there. But he's no longer in the same location, but I'm so glad that he wanted to come to church tonight, and praise the Lord for that. So, our walk with God. Here's the first question that came. I just wrote this down, and I'm not taking answers, but just want you to think about it. Can anyone walk with God? Can anyone walk with God? What does it look like to walk with God? Does God talk to us? Can we talk to God? Who can talk to God? Right? God's word says in Proverbs 13:13. Would you turn over there, please? Proverbs 13:13. This is really the key verse that God's been using in my life recently. Proverbs 13:13. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. Maybe you want to underline this verse or circle the reference in your Bible. The word despiseth there means does not give proper attention. Do you know that you can come to church every time the doors are open? Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, RU, ladies' Bible study. And yet you could be guilty of despising the Word of God. You know that you can be a pastor and be guilty of despising the Word of God. Because to despise here means not to give proper attention to. We can be robotic, can't we, in our Christianity. We check it off. And we go to the next step, and we check it off, and we go to the next step. But he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. I like that. I don't like despising the Word of God, because if I'm going to despise the Word of God, I'm going to be destroyed. Doesn't mean I'm going to go to hell. It means that my testimony, it means that my influence, it means that what God saved me for is not going to come to fruition. God did not save me simply to come to church. I'm not against coming to church. I'm for coming to church. By the way, I'm praying for people that we still haven't seen come to church, come back to church. I'm not picking on Randall, but I'm just saying I'm still praying for people that we haven't seen come back to church since last March. But you can come to church every time the doors are open and not have a walk with God. The walk with God is vital. The Bible can be referred to as an owner's or an instruction manual. You've heard that before. Even the little Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. I'm much better off when I'm following the Word of God. You're much better off when you're following the Word of God. But can anyone walk with God? We call it the Bible. We call it the Scriptures. We call it God's Word. It is unfailing. It is unchanging. It is inerrant. It is inspired. It is quick. It is powerful. We all know, I think everybody here tonight pretty much, and I don't know who else is listening online, but I think we all already knew that. That was not new information, what I just said. Can anyone walk with God? Well, first off, a walk with God can only happen if I am a child of God. So it is impossible for someone who is not saved to walk with God. Amos 3:3 tells us this, can two walk together except they be agreed? And so it is impossible to walk with God unless I am a child of God. By the way, walking with God is not opening the Bible and reading it. That is not necessarily walking with God. Walking with God is not simply praying. By the way, many Christians read their Bible and that's where it stops. Many Christians pray a bit a day, a little bit a day, and that's where it stops. I'm not talking about just reading the Bible and praying. I'm talking about walking with God. They are not one and the same. A lot of Christians, though, would associate what I just said, reading the Bible and praying, as walking with God. I will say it is part of it, but it is not all-encompassing. In other words, to open my Bible up and read a chapter or four every day doesn't necessarily mean I'm walking with God, because sometimes, can we just be really honest with one another? Sometimes, even as a pastor, we read four or five chapters and we close the Bible and we say, okay, what's next? You asked me by the end of the night, what'd you get from your Bible reading? And I got to really scratch my head hard to try to remember what I even read. Did I walk with God? Because if I walked with God for an hour a day, 30 minutes a day, at the end of the day, I will remember something that God got a hold of me about. It's good to read the Bible through in the year. We talk about that. It's good to have a Bible reading plan, okay? Don't leave here tonight thinking, Pastor Turner doesn't want me to read the Bible as much as I'm reading the Bible. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there are greater Christians than me and greater Christians than you that have read the Bible more than me and read the Bible more than you that aren't even in church tonight. Because they never actually walk with God. It's why people that have been in the church, even in the church, and I'm thinking my own testimony, different than Sister Roman's. I mean, in the womb, I was in a church that was preaching the gospel. And I'm thankful for that. I'm grateful for that. But you know what? That doesn't mean a thing in the sense that I've been in a Bible preaching church my entire life. That doesn't mean I've been walking with God for 48 years. Necessarily. Here's my prayer for Anchor Baptist Church, that we would be a group of Christians that don't simply read our Bibles and then say, okay, now what? I want to be more of this. Okay? That I'm opening God's Word not to finish my Bible reading, or to whatever. But I'm opening God's Word with a desire for God to do something. Do we believe this is God's Word? Do we believe this? How many of you believe this is God's Word? Say amen, praise the Lord, or hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, we got a tongues movement going on in here tonight. All right, good. This is the Word of God. Yes, this is God breathed. This is powerful. Right? Yes. Do we know how to use it, though? I'm not saying we don't. Okay? Just think a little bit tonight. These are some things I've been thinking about. You know, as a pastor, someday I'll be in heaven, and we'll all be in heaven someday, but someday I may not be the pastor of Anchor Baptist Church. I have no idea what God has for the rest of my life. I have no plans, but I'm just saying, I don't know. But here's what I want to know. Here's what I want. I want to be able to challenge you. Challenge us to not just be Bible readers, but to be Bible practicers, to consume it for the sake of it changing us, not just for it passing through our eye gate or our ear gate or whatever, that we walk with God. I went to a Christian school. But I have to be honest with you. I graduated from the Christian school at 17 years old, not having a walk with God. Wow. Never went, okay, I'm going to say something. I don't mean to be unkind. I never went to public school one day. But I didn't have a walk with God. I'm not saying that is not a negative statement about any of my pastors or my youth pastors. That's my problem. That's my fault. It's not anything against my parents. Did I read my Bible most every day? I think I probably did. Most every day, yeah. But here's what it was for. It was for information. Not for transformation. This is not only an informational book. This is a transformational book. This book right here is why Sister Roman is going to Ethiopia as a missionary 2 weeks. Praise God for Christians in her life, her pastor and her pastor's wife, and the great gospel church there in Surrey. Nothing, I'm not saying anything unkind about them, but this is what's done. This is what will change lives in everyone that she comes across in Ethiopia, in every village, in every city, in every town, whatever it may be. This is it. It is God's word. It is not simply so that I can have more Bible information. You know, I was in Awana. I think I was in where you get badges, you know, and you earn little badges. And I've even got a little trophy for scripture memory. And badges and things and ribbons. Again, I'm not being, hey, we need to learn all of God's word we can. But again, I know friends that learned the Bible and said memory verses and quoted memory verses, but they're out of church. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. There's no walk with God. I firmly believe that if you and I walk with God, we will never walk away from. Will we still sin? Yes. I'm not talking about sinless perfection. I'm not talking about any of that. Will we still fall? Yes. A just man falleth 7 times, but he riseth up again. This has really been burning in my heart as a first as a husband, and then as a father, and I think about, I have two adult children that I have not much influence over anymore. Did I teach them how to have a walk with God? Well, good enough. I don't know. They're adults now. They have their own walk with God, I hope. But to be honest, I don't know if I did a good enough job. Did we read the Bible together? Yes. Do we still do that? Yes. Could we have done more? Yes. Could we do more? Yes. Go to 2 Timothy with me, please, chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. So we're all about producing disciples, right? We've been talking about that this year as well, sister, and you talked about it a lot. You use that word disciple a lot. Praise the Lord. That's what we want to do. We want to produce disciples. First off, we want to produce disciples in our own homes. You know, we want our children to be those arrows, right, for the Lord. Second Timothy 2:15. What's the first word of this verse? You know it. You memorized it. Study. Does it say read? No, it says study. I think if I took a survey tonight, probably 90% of us in this room, probably in some way, whether it's on paper or digital, we read a Bible at some point during the day, maybe 90%. Maybe it's not quite that high. Maybe it's less, but it's probably pretty high. But the Word of God says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Remember, the Word of God is all-powerful. Remember, the Word of God is not bound. Remember, the Word of God brings faith. Could it be that my faith or your faith is not as strong as it should be because we simply read the Bible and we don't walk with God? We must build our lives on His Word and build His Word into our lives. What do you think about that? We must build our lives on His Word and then build His Word into our lives. It isn't just a book for Sunday and Wednesday. It's a book for all 7 days. I'm sure that's the case. I hope you know tonight that this is not meant to be a negative thing. This is just meant to be. I really believe if we would grab a hold of this thought and let it simmer a little bit and maybe reevaluate how, and maybe not, maybe you have a walk with God and you understand what I'm saying and you've seen the difference even in your own personal life from just reading the Bible to what we're talking about tonight. By the way, it is our only complete resource to know how to live for and serve Him. God's Word is complete. It doesn't need any help. It's complete. Here's the difference. When I read the Bible, and it doesn't change me at all. It's powerful, right? So it's not the problem. I'm not getting anything out of my Bible reading. Okay, all right, let's see. Is the Bible the problem or am I the problem? Well, the Bible isn't the problem. So why am I not getting anything out of my Bible reading? Okay, there could be sin in your life. There could be something in your life that needs to be confessed to the Lord. I don't know. I'm just saying, think about that. We'll get into that maybe at another time. My time is running out for tonight, but I just wrote this down. It is possible to read the Bible but not allow it to change me. But isn't that what we need? Don't we need to be changed? For sure we need to be changed. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How do we renew our mind? We renew our mind in the Word of God. This world will take your mind, and this world will take my mind on quite a ride. I truly believe that a proper study of the Word of God will bring transformation to anyone's life. So tonight, do you have a walk with God? Don't answer that so quickly. I want a greater walk with God. By the way, we never get to a place, I hope, where we say, this is the walk with God I've been after. It can't get any better than this. No. It can always get better. We can always hear His voice clearly, more clearly. I'm not talking about some audible voice, okay? I'm talking about how God wants to speak to you and wants to speak to me. And yes, we can talk to God. And yes, we can walk with God. And yes, God does talk to us. I truly believe that many Christians today are not seeing the fruit of the Spirit in their life. And we're going to get into that. We know what those are, but we're going to take this a little bit further next Wednesday, God willing. We're not seeing what God really wants to do in our life because this book isn't what it needs to be in my life. It doesn't have its rightful place. Yes, we honor it. Yes, I told the kids in Patch Club, I don't like anything on top of my Bible. Don't put anything on top of my Bible. I'm going to move it. But that doesn't mean I have a walk with God. It's just something somebody told me a long time ago that I never forgot. Don't put anything on the Bible. But you know what? I need to take this book, and if it's only one verse a day, and I get out my dictionary. And I spend 15 minutes on one verse and I just look up every word I don't understand. And I read it. You know, a dictionary will help us understand the Bible. You don't need to go out and buy the Good News for Modern Man picture edition. Do they have one of those? I don't know. I just made that up. You know? You can look up these words. Write it down. Imagine if we allowed 365 verses a year and we studied one verse a day. Can you imagine what that would do for our walk with God in 1 year's time? There's a challenge. Just one verse every day for a year. I guarantee you It's not about having a big head, but I guarantee you, at the end of that 12 months, 100%, if we put some time into it, one verse a day, we would say, I never knew it was like this. We would have greater victory in our life. We would have less depression in our life. Hello. Okay. We would have greater, less fear in our life. We would have more boldness in our life. I'm convicted just listening to Miss Roman talk about soul winning and going out and talking to people. God bless her for that boldness. I need more of that. We would have more love for the Lord, which really is the beginning of all of this, right? So, would you pray with me? Would you pray with me? Here's the prayer. That God would create in Anchor Baptist Church an army of men, and that's a long prayer request, basically, an army of men and women and young people that say, we want to walk with God. Not just read the Bible. I mean, that's good. That's good. But we want this book to transform us. We would have more people. And again, I'm not saying this to be, I'm not saying this as a whatever. It's just the Lord's. We'd have more people surrendering to ministry. We'd have more people surrendering to ministry if we walked with God. I believe that. So we'll talk more about this next week, God willing. But I am just, it's been on my heart for a couple of weeks now. And tonight was the night. So that's the prayer. God, create an Anchor Baptist Church. First, it's got to be in your life. And by the way, can you imagine if we take this seriously and we got Killian down here? Can you imagine if Killian learned how to walk with God in grade 7? He just went into grade 7. I'm way past grade 7. Not saying I don't have a walk with God, but I want it to be more. But can you imagine if he got a hold of this at grade 7? He's 11 years old. Wherever you are, start now. I'm not saying no one's walking with God. I'm just saying take some spiritual inventory. Maybe some things could be changed a little bit in our daily routines.